Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
This is the day where Steve gets to judge you and see if you are at his level,
yes,
or my level.
Yeah, I'm a master road rager.
I've discovered that.
Are you getting better? You're getting.
No, I verbalize a lot of stuff.
Okay.
And that, you know, I take my kids to school in the mornings. And then I, like, recently you and I had a trip and my wife had to take the kids.
Yeah.
And she got to hear them say, like, they're like, get this idiot out of our way. And she's like, yeah, she had to pull me aside.
Ha.
You know, they said a lot of words between here and the school that led me to believe there's only one place they could have heard those words.
That's when you drive your kids to school.
Yeah, but see that. So my level of road rage, just being verbal, I don't think it's enough. I think, no, I'm not aspiring to be you, but we don't want to hear a bunch of calls from people like going, one time I verbally said something very mean to. No, you gotta.
No, we're talking rage.
You got a full on road rage. Now, you're not proud of it necessarily.
But you snapped. We all do.
You lost it. The Ocala Police Department, is that in Florida? It's got to be.
Mm-hmm.
So these two dudes are road raging. Somebody cuts somebody off, whatever. They get into this fight, and the one dude, like, punched the other dude or something. And then, so they're fighting back and forth. And then the dude, there's a guy in a car and a guy in, like, a truck. And I'm just picturing he's in Gravedigger for some reason.
Right.
Because the dude in the car or whatever is like, I'm going to go back to my car, to my vehicle, and I'm getting a gun. And so the guy in the truck, whose girlfriend is also in the truck, mm-hmm, and also his infant. Let's just start here, because it's going to be a common theme today in today's road rage stories.
Yeah.
If you have your child there, then you need to stick to slacker style road rage.
Yeah.
Because it's not good. You just.
That you're going to endanger your child's or your wife's lives because someone cut you off.
Right. When you're road raging, if you see they have their kid in the car, do you continue the road rage or do you?
Dude, the worst road rage incident I was involved with was a dude with like his 8-year-old sitting in the front seat who witnessed it all. I was this close to throwing my truck in reverse and flooring it and just driving right up the front of his car.
That's exactly what this guy did.
If that kid wasn't sitting there, I think I would have done it.
You would have done it.
I would have done it.
God, you've got some rage in you.
Well, because the other guy was raging harder than me, and I was stuck.
And you just wanted to end it.
I did, and that's one way to end it. Anyway, back to this
no,
guy.
No, that's exactly what this guy thought. He's like, I don't know what this guy... This guy is threatened to go back to his car to get a gun, and he's like, I don't know what he's going to do. So he put his truck in reverse and drove his truck, Gravedigger style, up onto the other guy's
right, to
car.
Trying to prevent him from getting his gun. The only weapon the truck guy had was his truck. So I'm going to use my one weapon.
That's a level of road rage. If your car has been on top of another car,
Dang. We
want to talk to you first. You get in first. I can't believe you considered it, but decorum and you just decided that the kid in the car was enough reason to not do it.
Yeah, because I was looking in my rearview mirror and I saw the kid. He was looking at his dad.
What are you doing, Dad?
Right, just freaking out. Yeah, but if he wasn't there, I think I would have done it.
Then you go to jail for like vehicular, that's vehicular assault.
No, I thought I had it in drive and it was in reverse.
Oh my God.
And insurance would take care of it after that.
Let's work this. It's like Jake, the State Farm guy, work this whole thing out. Okay. Then there was a dude who, he's an ex-Forbes publisher.
Oh yeah.
Who got in a confrontation with like a school bus driver?
Right?
Let's start there. It's like I'm on the road. Like he didn't think the bus had right of way or something.
Everything.
Can I just say this? Tell me a situation where they don't.
They every right of way.
The bus can have a red light and you have a green light. Bus still has the right of way.
Exactly.
Just assume that the bus is right. So this guy didn't like it, follows him to the next stop.
Gets out.
Starts raging on the driver.
Yeah. Then the driver goes, sorry, I got to go to my next stop. So the guy gets back. He follows the bus to the next bus stop and then gets out
in
again.
In his fancy little BMW. I'm not, dude, it's all good. You've got a Beamer. I love you for it. You stick out like a sore thumb. Here's the rules of road rage. We've already covered one. One, if you have your kids, don't.
Try not to, yeah.
Two, if you drive anything nicer than a Chevy, a Ford Focus, there's a level Hyundai Sonata. You can't get involved. Stop.
If you drive a certain car below, you're not allowed.
You can't get, if you're in a Beam, then somebody's going to tag you or, just don't.
Yeah.
So eventually, I didn't.
Parents had to jump in.
People are picking their kids up at bus stops and they're aren't you the editor of Forbes magazine?
Right, and you're road rage.
Yes, and this bus is wrong. You don't understand. Beamer beats bus. Beamer costs more. No, it doesn't. Another guy got his shotgun out to scare drivers.
Yeah, this one.
One guy got angry at another guy. He denied firing the shotgun, but
his girlfriend ratted him out, though.
Yeah, he fired around. Yeah, his girlfriend's like, yeah, no, he did. He fired around in the driver's side window to scare the other drivers.
Yeah.
Why?
Exactly.
I get that you're mad at them, but at what point is... Because the times somebody is road raged against me, I'm going to say 8 out of 10 times, I had made a mistake first. You accidentally cut somebody off... But I never go out and cut somebody off on purpose. But I'll be I'm driving in my truck or what, and somebody's in your blind spot and you don't see it. And you're go and you're like, oh, geez, wow.
And you do that pantomime.
Yeah,
like, oh, my bad.
Oh, my
sorry.
Bad, my bad.
Hands up on my head.
Nope,
my bad.
Too late.
Point up my head. Yes. Not stopping.
Yes. I'm an idiot.
Yes.
And then here they are 90 miles an hour cutting your front quarter panel off. And you're like, dude, I already said I'm stupid. I didn't.
Yeah, it was an accident. I owned it. Let's all get on with our lives.
I didn't wake up this morning going, I'm going to make this jamoke with a shotgun mad at me.
Exactly.
The other one that Steve and I were talking about is somebody threw something into a car.
Yeah, there was a road rage incident between a guy, his wife, and there was a kid with these two dudes in another car. So they had a mix up on the road. They pull over. The family pulls over to the gas station.
That's
these
right.
Two guys follow into the gas station. Someone grabs a metal object, hucks it at the family's car, and smashes a window. Dad attempts to run after car.
Somebody just hit your car and your kid's inside.
So I was asking you, as a father.
No!
Yeah, you go check on your kid. And like you said, you got your phone calling 911 in one hand, and you're checking on your kid.
And I'm with them, and this road rage incident is over.
Yes.
But he goes after him.
He goes after him.
Why?
I know.
What are you...
I was going to ask, is that the dad's first, is fight instead of flight? Or?
There's a little bit of you maybe hurt my kids, but I'm definitely going to make sure my kids...
Yeah.
That's first.
Yes, okay.
This guy didn't let it go, and
no.
It's escalating. Here's the bottom line. We could give you road rage stories from the news all day, but yours are going to be more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We want to know what started it, what happened, did you get wrenches involved, guns involved, gravedigger-style monster trucks? If you've had a road rage incident go too far, we want to hear your story. Colin?
Yay.
Road rage, what'd you do?
So I was on the interstate, and I had this group of... street racers or something behind me, and I was doing speed limit probably a little over, and I had my gun on me. When I'm on the highway, I carry blank in case someone wants to get stupid. And one of them decided to come up and start screaming at me to pull over on the side of the road to get out of the way. I pulled my gun on him, fired a few shots, and I'll keep it at day slowed down.
Whoa.
Whoa. You literally have blanks just so you can fire rounds off and people will dude, what if they swerved thinking they're getting shot at and hit a median and died?
Well, they don't do that. They just hit the brake really hard.
So you've done this more than once then, Colin?
Two or three times.
Okay.
I'm trying to
Intel.
You stop the escalation instantly.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens if they have a gun and they don't have blanks?
Well,
that's a level we haven't really thought about, isn't it?
Good for you though.
So you didn't call the police and nobody ever came looking for you. Nobody took pictures or anything.
not that I'm aware of. Everyone always stopped and pulled over from there to make sure they didn't get shot.
Right. And then they look through their car and they're like, he's like a stormtrooper. He's so bad he didn't hit anything. Wow. Good for you, Colin, sort of. Not that we're condoning that.
Nope.
I mean...
Nope.
I feel like we could be deposed for that one.
Kinda.
Heather?
Yay.
Road rage.
So we were on vacation in California. I was with my dad. I was maybe 10 years old. He was driving and I was sitting in the front seat. We were driving in the parking lot at the amusement park. Somebody stole the spot that was in. We were going for, apparently. He put the car in park.
Hold on. I just want to point something out to Steve, who's never done this.
What's that?
So I've done the Disneyland thing.
Oh, okay.
And you drive there.
Yeah.
And they tell you, go park here. And all the signs say, go park here. But by the time you get to where here is, they're full. So then you're in these like detours. They're like, why'd you come here? There's no space here. It's like, because you told me to come here. So it's an hour plus.
Of very frustrating parking in the amusement parks in California. Just put it that way.
Yeah, dang. You've been redirected 4,000 times. I'm not a road rage person.
But just in that parking lot, you just want
to get. You get so redirected terrible. To 20 different parking lots, and the attendants are like, hey, can I park here? It's like, are you staying here? No. Well, then no. And you're like, but that guy over there directed me here. And like, you're just so mad that no one will tell you the truth. No, sorry. Yeah. I just needed you to have the backstory.
No,
anyway, Heather, so very what happens?
So my dad puts the car in park, grabs his bat, goes and drags this guy out of the car and beats him to a bloody pulp.
He has a bat and he actually hit the guy and not his car.
Yeah, no, he hit him, the guy. Yeah.
Dang.
At the happiest place on earth?
Right.
You tried to be, but apparently it was a little frustrating finding a parking spot.
Trying to get happy here, people.
That's
Did anybody stop him? Like, I would think that a bunch of people.
The police were called. It was a big problem.
Oh, so your dad did go to jail and the whole thing?
Yeah, it was a whole big problem.
Yes.
Yep. I want to say it's bad, but I feel like you could counter sue the park for what they do. There's no way.
For redirecting us to the wrong place.
Yes. That is. And in front of his kids, how old were you?
I was probably 10.
Yeah, that's a little...
Watching your dad beat somebody down with a baseball bat and your last name's not like... Soprano.
Oh, yeah. It was totally the whole thing.
Parking spot.
Thank you for the call, Heather. That's a level of road rage that even you're not ready for, which is awesome.
Yes.
I mean, you're into baseball, but you've never combined the two sports. Natalie?
Yay.
Road rage.
All right. So I was in a lane that was ending, and so I had to get over, and it was completely backed up. This guy totally sped up, so I couldn't get over in front of him. And so I had to get in behind him. I threw my hands up like, what the heck? He threw his hands up like, what the heck? Then he flipped me off, and then I flipped him off.
Yeah.
And then he pulled over to the next lane at the next light to roll down his window and throw a water bottle at my car.
Okay, now that.
Plastic water bottle?
Yes, but here's the thing. I drive a minivan, and I have 3 kids in the car.
Scratches.
Well, then you should have kept your hands down.
I know. My husband's like, don't provoke crazy next time. Don't go there.
It didn't do any damage, though, right? But, it's just...
But he was like, do you have a problem? And he's like yelling at me. It was just, it was awful.
But you'll know it.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, he became dehydrated after that, and his hands were all cracked.
So in the end, you won. Later that day when he was parched, he's like, thought I had a water bottle.
Oh, dang it.
My bad.
Right.
Thank you for the call, Natalie. Yeah, you just got to ride out that whole road rage thing till the end game. Andrea?
Hello. How are you?
Hi. Fantastic. Yeah. Road rage, what do you got?
Okay, so I was with my mom. She's in her 50s. We were at a gas station years ago, and the gas pumps were kind of slanted. So somebody pulled in next to us when we were finished pumping gas, and they pulled up a little too far, so we weren't able to leave. My mom really nicely asks this guy, and he's with his girlfriend, and they're in their 20s or 30s, and she was like, hey, can you just pull your car back a little bit so I can leave? And he was like, yeah, no problem. Well, his girlfriend gets out of the car and starts cussing him out like it's the biggest deal in the world. And I'm in the car with my window open, and I'm like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. Well, she hears me, and she turns to my mom and starts cussing my mom out, my little reserved 55-year-old mom. And my mom all of a sudden puffs up and goes, "I'm from the Bronx, bitch." And this girl cowers and gets back in her car. And leaves, and that was it.
That's the line for your family forever.
It's just say the city you're from.
That's, I'm from Denver. There you go.
I don't think it works for Steve. It's like, "I'm from the Dakotas."
Right?
Man. You don't get it.
Have the same
Black
hats.
Hills, man. I have jewelry that has not decided which color it wants to be. So, thank you. Thank you for the rage
from
story.
From the Bronx, B.
Bob?
Yay.
Yay. Road rage.
All right, my friend and I worked at NSA in Maryland, and I had gotten a new convertible, so at lunch break, we decided to go out and take it for a cruise. On the way back to work, we're on the road, we're in the left turn only lane, where there's a solid line to our right. We get almost to the traffic light when another convertible pulls up beside us, and basically at a 45-degree angle, just wedges between us and the traffic light, because they wanted to be in the left lane and didn't want to wait the traffic behind. So it looked like two males and two females appeared to look like they were going to a prom with the way they were dressed. So I just thought, hey, I was looking at the driver's door, and I just yelled over at him and said, "Hey, your dad's going to be ticked off when he finds out how you're driving his car." He turned around and pulled a gun out and put it over the door and said, "It's not my dad's effing car."
Whoa.
So we just put our hands up and said, "Hey, my God, dude, just have a nice day. Sorry about that." And he drove away.
Holy smokes. Wait, I thought you guys were NSA.
Yeah, we were there within two blocks of the main NSA building.
Battle of convertibles and like gunplay. I didn't see the gunplay coming with somebody in a cabriolet. It's always a hot chick, not a dude packing a gun.
Right.
Did you call the police or you just let it go at that?
And now when we got back, we reported it, but they basically said, "Hey, did you get a license?" I said, "We didn't get anything. We just knew it was a Mercedes convertible with, four sharp dressed kids, and they took off."
Dang.
Wow. Well, yeah. You did the right thing. Just let them go. Thank you for the call, Bob. Jim?
Yeah.
Yeah. Road rage.
Yeah, guys. About 30 years ago, driving through Mississippi and a truck driver, and this guy kept his bright lights on the whole way. It's like, late at night, midnight, they're around. I did everything to get him to go around me and stuff. He just wouldn't do it. So it was blinding me. I stopped the truck, got out, checked my tires with my hammer, and popped all four of his headlights.
Wait. So
you made it look like you were going to do a little vehicle maintenance right there. And
exactly.
You just took his lights out.
Yeah, never seen them lights again.
That took care of that.
For 20 miles, you got blinding lights in you.
I get it. You got to do what you got to do.
And don't mess with a trucker.
Thank you for the call, Jim. I just want you to know that I bought a lifted truck, not to compensate for anything,
right,
just because.
Dude.
And I'm convinced now that they never adjusted my lights down. So people constantly flash their brights. And I'm just worried as heck that one day I'm going to run into Jim with a sledgehammer and he's going to take my truck out. All right. You still got more road ragey stuff you want to tell us about? We'll take more of your stories on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.